Trump restores sanity to the military. At 5:55 this morning, July 26, 2017, President Trump tweeted the following, and I quote, "After consultation with my generals and military experts, please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender in the military would entail. Thank you." End quote. Finally, a president who listens to the voices of reason, wisdom, and military expertise rather than to the cacophonous, incoherent voices of fools, leftists, and military antagonists. This momentous decision comes at a critical juncture. The military was poised to allow men and women with serious psychological disorders to serve openly in the military. Last September, an Army training PowerPoint presentation included this astounding guideline, and I quote, "Understand that you may encounter individuals in barracks, bathrooms, or shower facilities with physical characteristics of the opposite sex, despite having the same gender marker in DEERS, that is, the Army's personnel system. All soldiers should be respectful of the privacy and modesty concerns of others. However, transgender soldiers are not required or expected to modify or adjust their behavior based on the fact that they do not match other soldiers." End quote. As Americans are all too aware, the disorder that threatens military order, cohesion, morale, and strength is the disorder that threatens the cohesion, strength, and social fabric of America. That disorder is gender dysphoria, or as leftists call it, transgenderism. Gender dysphoria leads to profoundly destructive actions that have moral, political, social, and military ramifications. Gender dysphoric men and women who wish they were the opposite sex are cross-dressing and engaging in chemical and surgical mutilation of their healthy bodies. They seek to force all citizens to pretend that subjective internal feelings about one's sex are more important than objective immutable biological sex. They seek to force all of society to treat them as if they are the sex they are not. They seek to invade the restrooms, locker rooms, showers, shelters, semi-private hospital rooms, nursing home rooms, and sports teams of persons of the opposite sex. They seek to impose hefty fines on citizens who refuse to refer to them by pronouns that correspond to the sex they are not. They seek to force all citizens to pretend that men can menstruate, become pregnant, and chest feed. They offer children as sacrifices to Moloch. They also seek to serve openly in the military, which means impersonating and being housed with persons whose sex they do not share. That's an offense against nature and nature's God, and a violation of the rights of the men and women who serve every American and every non-citizen who lives in this once great nation. What a grotesque outrage that so few Americans said anything as the military stood poised to force men and women who are willing to sacrifice their lives for us to suffer the indignity of showering and toileting with persons of the opposite sex. If leftists can get women in silly costumes to march for the mythical right to have the government subsidize feticide, conservatives should be able to get men and women to march against compulsory co-ed showers in the military. We underpay these men and women and their families. We take for granted their service, forgetting how spouses and children are affected. We forget, too, the suffering they endure when grievously injured in war. And then we say virtually nothing while a small group of biological sex-rejecting persons with perverse desires impose their twisted, truth-denying vision of human nature on the rest of our young soldiers. This anarchical sexual revolution is the most significant revolution in the history of the world, and we treat it like another offensive Hollywood movie. Never in the course of human history has a society denied the reality, immutability, and meaning of the sexual binary. Subjective feelings do not trump reality. If Americans can't be roused to defend the meaning of sexual differentiation, and yes, that will require enduring leftist ire in the service of perversion, America doesn't deserve to survive as a nation. No matter how Americans feel about President Trump, his tweets, or his positions on other issues, the position he expressed this morning is something for which all Americans who care about the military should be thankful, and they should express their thanks to President Trump.